Welcome to From This Land, Episode 2, a podcast series looking for signs of development impact. I'm Phil Johnstone, visiting four New Zealand-supported projects in Vietnam and Cambodia, with scientist and aid expert Susie Newman and photographer Wara Bulow. We're colleagues at Plant and Food Research, here to create the From This Land exhibition. It's 11:30 in the morning on day 5 of our trip. We left Ho Chi Minh City 6 hours ago, heading north to Vietnam's Central Highlands. The attraction? An audacious bid by local firm Sam Agritech to become their country's first major exporter of avocado. The firm is already a big exporter of black pepper. Vietnam grows one-third of global production. Sam is now eyeing the US $9.3 billion global market for avocado, going 50-50 with the New Zealand government to fund our Science Institute to help make this dream a reality. First stop, a chat with a plant and food colleague, value chain economist Dale Yee. We're here in the middle of an orchard in the making. Dale, what's happening here?
We're at Sam Agritech's plot of about 200 hectares in the Central Highlands. They're in the middle of developing this planting of avocados to supply fruit for high-value markets.
Okay, so all around us, I can see terraces and rich red soil. It looks like a Pukekohe, South Auckland soil that's great for vegetables. Looks quite sparse at the moment. What's going to happen here?
So they're developing this land right now. They're shaping it and terracing it for plantings. So they have a new batch of seedlings coming out of the nursery, and it's being prepped for planting as we speak. And they're planning to finish this planting in about 2 or 3 weeks. So if everything goes to plan, we'll expect the first fruits to come in about 3 years. And then if markets are all secured, then we hope to be exporting fruit out of here soon as well, around 3 to 4 years. We have about 8 scientists that are involved in the project. Yep.
What disciplines do they cover off?
There's plant pathology, there's entomology, there's post-harvest, and then we have physiologists that are also working on project.
Yeah. What's the physiologist do particularly?
So they're looking at how to support Sam in establishing this new planting. How should they be planting these new trees? How should they be managing them as they go into production? And kind of working with them along this path as they develop out and go to production in about 3 years.
The wind is getting up and rain is threatening. Just enough time to speak with another colleague, Lucia Ramos Romero, a plant pathologist, expert at understanding the development of diseases and figuring out the best ways to respond. Usually working in Auckland, Lucia says it's a career highlight to be part of international development projects like this one with Sam Agritech.
If we are successful, then we hope that the company can further can support the region for development, in this case avocado. But also for me, success is that we can continue the collaboration with them, with the company, with other research institutions, so that this project opens new opportunities for other projects. This is what you dream always to do. Like in my case, although I was living in Germany and doing my PhD, everything at the university there, I was always looking forward to go to other countries to apply what you know, to go there to check with other scientists or institutions to check if they are doing this or compare your information with them. So this is one of the biggest opportunities that you can get in a company or during your career. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, now, right.
Come to a stop on a hill. Sea of mud outside. And it's 4:45 at night, and we're not moving. Both the four-wheel drives have tried several times to navigate their way up, and very bumpy, slidey. But we've just stopped, and we're waiting, I think, for some help.
Yes.
What's going to happen? Maybe a
tractor will come right? A tractor is coming, and the tractor, so we will connect the car with the tractor, right? And the tractor will just move ahead, and like this.
Ah, well, the driver's just like pulled up a video.
Or they will make
showing a big tractor. So this is going to be a problem long term for this orchard, yeah? With lots of rain in the rainy season and crops eventually being brought out. What do you think they'll need to do with this road, Lucia?
So, do you mean for the trip or for the avocado?
For the avocado production?
Yeah. The first thing that you need to do is, have a good road, a proper road for avocados. So, they need to first the road and then the avocados.
A new day, a new orchard. This one full of big avocado trees. A chance to chat with Chow Kao, who is responsible for the work in Vietnam of the New Zealand G2G agency. She's an expert in promoting New Zealand state sector expertise abroad and played a key role in getting the funding partnership sorted for this avocado project.
For G2G and also myself personally, we have been involved in the project since the beginning, which is already nearly 2 years ago. So it is quite interesting, the journeys from starting from we meet with the local partner, understand their needs and demands, and we were able to connect them with Plant and Food Research, where you have a lot of expertise in avocados and also other areas of agritech that can contribute to support to the needs here in locally. So for the 2 years, there are a lot of discussions, a lot of asking for the funding from both sides, from the New Zealand government and also from the private sector partner here. So I'm very pleased to see that the project has progressed really well. Different visits. We have the project's implementation plan well formed since last year, and now different groups of New Zealand experts have been in the field and work with the local people from Samikritek and also the local industries, and we can see some tangible results. We're going to have the nursery, a very proper and high quality nurseries in place very soon this year. New Zealand experts have transferred initial knowledge to the local team in Vietnam, and I can sense that they are very happy, and also they are very appreciate what knowledge and expertise that New Zealand experts have shared to the team. And given the nursery to be in place very soon, and so we are going to look forward to the new trees, new great trees and new high-value trees will be in place. And we hope that in about 2 or 3 years' time, we can see the orchards the same as established as it is, and we'll have the most beautiful avocado fruits in Đắk Nông.
Yeah. So thank you for what you do for New Zealand. It's great to know you're working so hard and working with colleagues and working on the ground here with us and commercial partners. It's a great result. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you a lot. It's my great pleasure to have the chance to work and support Plant and Food Research business in Vietnam. As I shared earlier, it's our great pleasure saying to meet with the top people in the industries from New Zealand, not just in New Zealand, but also the world leading experts to come here in Vietnam and also support Vietnam. So it is very rewarding to see that the project is formed and we can create some impact for Vietnam.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, it's a great day, isn't it?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, this one?
It's really good.
Yeah.
So what,
it's really crazy.
What are you eating there?
It's durian. I'm eating durian, and this one is really good. Very soft, very milky, very nice.
We're at lunch, and our local videographer, Hao, is in raptures over a South Asian delicacy. Durian, the world's smelliest fruit. So potent that Singaporeans are told not to bring it onto buses or trains.
when you eat durian, you just don't smell it. You should eat it. You just, you know, go past the smell, because sometimes the smell can put you off a little bit, but the taste is so good and you don't care about the smell anymore.
So we're here in a massive storehouse, about the size of a rugby field, very high ceiling. The area we're in, we're standing with huge sacks and containers of black pepper, dried black pepper. On the other side of the room is a processing machine, forklifts, and lots of product ready, and a huge container truck has just arrived to take it away.
My name is Huai. I'm chairwoman of Sam Agritech Company in Dak Long Province, Vietnam. Vietnam is the number one in the world of black pepper. Yeah, but avocado, we just begin. It's from the beginning. So we decide to choose the avocado as the next products.
When did you decide to work and invest money and time to work with plant and food research?
One and a half years ago, when I met Barbara in Vietnam, in New Zealand Embassy in Vietnam, in Hanoi, and we talk about agriculture, we talk about the Vietnam and New Zealand, and then I know that Plant and Food have a very successful project of avocado in Kenya. Yeah, so it's we meet each other and exactly what we want to do. Yeah, so we decide to work together.
So Susie's here as well. So what's it been like to work with Huai and her company? You led our international development work.
Yeah, no, it's been great. I think Huai and I first met, I don't know, maybe October, November, a couple of years ago up in Hanoi to discuss the potential of a project. And then we came up here with Grant Thorpe to do a scoping study. And I think that was when really the kind of rubber hit the road and we developed the concept together. And it's been really exciting working with Sam Agritech, working in that more commercial space, and being able to design and develop this project together. So we're pretty excited about where it's going. Yeah.
So this is a development project, but co-funded by the New Zealand government and a commercial partner. Do you expect to do more projects like this?
Yeah, so it's really, I suppose, Vietnam's in kind of that transition phase where we're looking at commercial investment into projects, and in this case it's kind of a co-investment, but in the future we'd be looking to do works that's fully funded by commercial companies here in Vietnam.
In 5 years, maybe we will have a first harvest of avocado. Yeah. So I hope that 5 years is a time enough for us to know what kind of avocado in Vietnam is the best.
It's late afternoon on day 6. Time to pack up here at Sam Agritech. Head back to our hotel. Tomorrow, a long drive back to Ho Chi Minh City and a flight to Cambodia. This episode has been all about avocado, how to grow it more successfully and birth an export industry. Next up, how to persuade and train thousands of farmers to ditch rice and grow a range of higher value crops instead. This podcast series complements the From This Land photo exhibition, an art project by the New Zealand Science Institute Plant and Food Research. Technical support from Martin Heffer. Original music by Miller Yule. Voiced and produced by Phil Johnstone. Special thanks to Susie Newman, Wara Bulow, and Roger Bourne. To view the exhibition online and see its latest touring dates and venues, go to fromthisland.co.nz.